We've all heard it before, lose weight and you'll be healthier. Now more and more companies are trying to convince their employees to drop pounds and meet other health goals. They hope workplace wellness programs will help get spiraling health insurance costs under control, and the evidence in Alaska is that it's working. As part of our series on the cost of health care in Alaska, APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
2 years ago, Jeff Davis was overweight with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. The 55-year-old president of Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska says his unhealthy lifestyle sort of crept up on him as he got older.
I was watching the scale go up and up and up slowly over time. And I was watching my blood pressure go up and my cholesterol go up. And I was taking more medicine for both of those issues. And it was not a good situation, and my physician was really worried about it.
He developed metabolic syndrome, which can lead to diabetes, a heart attack, or stroke.
That was not a place that I wanted to be.
Davis was taking expensive medication each month, but even as an insurance executive, it wasn't that dollar amount that convinced Davis to make a change. It was wanting to be around for his 4-year-old adopted son. So he saw a nutritionist, figured out how many calories he was burning each day and his fat percentage, and he walked away with a very specific plan for losing weight.
And I don't know, maybe I have obsessive compulsive disorder or something, but I took that and maybe it was really realizing where I was, you know, that what I was doing was affecting my future health significantly. I took it to heart, started following it, measuring portions, which I'd never done before, started working with a personal trainer. This was October of 2010.
After 6 months, he'd lost 39 pounds and was off all of his medications. Studies show about 3/4 of healthcare dollars go to treat chronic diseases. The Centers for Disease Control estimates about 1/3 of those are directly attributed to unhealthy lifestyles. In other words, they're preventable. For Jeff Davis, the implications are very clear.
If we all take better care of ourselves, we can have an impact on the cost of care and therefore an impact on the cost of health insurance.
That idea is something Dennis McMillan understands very well. The president of the 4-Acre Group has spent 2 decades trying to find affordable health insurance for nonprofits in Alaska. He hasn't had much success, but he has learned a lot along the way.
Our discovery is that before you start getting mad at everybody else because of what's going on, you have to kind of look at yourself and saying, what am I doing to be healthy?
So in October 2008, the 4-Acre Group started a health benefit plan for Alaska nonprofits that focuses specifically on employee wellness. About 35 nonprofits are currently enrolled.
There is tons of evidence that when you have workplaces that engage in promoting wellness with their employees, that employees are healthier first, which is the best thing. And the second thing is because employees are healthier, insurance rates start to stabilize.
More than half of the nonprofits who renewed with the plan this year had their rates decrease, and one nonprofit saw their rates plunge by 19%. Those decreases can't all be attributed to the Employee Wellness Initiative, but McMillan thinks it's a big factor. A lot of companies are just starting to focus on wellness, but the city and borough of Juneau has decades of experience with it. Human Resources Director Mila Cosgrove says it began in 1989, when officials with the city were alarmed at how quickly health insurance rates were going up.
They're kind of trendy now, but at the time they put it in place, it was there weren't very many employers who were doing that.
The Wellness Initiative offers free biometric screenings, blood pressure checks, and exercise challenges. Plan members collect points for participating that can be used to lower their monthly contribution amount. Cosgrove says over the decades, they've figured out which wellness initiatives fizzle and which work well.
Another very successful program that we've done is Weight Watchers at Work, where we have brought somebody on site, we do weekly meetings, and a number of employees have participated in that and lost literally a ton of weight and enjoyed better health because of that.
Over the past 5 years, the city's health premium increase has averaged a bit less than 6%. Cosgrove says that compares to a national average of about 13%.
And cost is one piece of it and certainly a very important piece, but also a key component is it's one of the ways we demonstrate to employees that we care about them and their families.
even though the city has been able to hold down health care costs. She says it still represents a huge amount of spending for the city. The bill comes to $7.75 per employee each hour. Cosgrove says that's a big chunk of change, and it's not at all clear that amount is sustainable long term. But she says the wellness program is at least one solution towards keeping that chunk from getting too much bigger. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.